Greetings, saints. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, please bless us today with encouragement for the days to come. We've got plenty of it, and we're just thanking you and praising you for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. All right, I'm going to, continue with the faction election war one. Because it is one. It is one when you believe what God says. And you don't have to worry about it no more. Amen. And this is number 26. And the first one is a vision of Trump's hands being untied. It was given to Timothy Dixon on February the 13th, 2021. Timothy, it seems like an old-time Pentecostal preacher, but he's got some good prophecies, good words, good dreams we're going to share. And Barry Weeks did the transcription of this one off of a video, so he has a comment or two, too. Timothy said, God is bringing people out right now that he's had his hand on for a long time. God has prepared us for this season. God has prepared us for this time. I want to get into something that the Lord has showed me. I've seen the hand of God. As I knelt down, I went into a vision. I was standing on the banks of a river, and I knew in my dream, I knew the river was the Jordan River. And the Jordan had started to rise. Well, I want to tell you that the Jordan represents a baptism unto death. It can even represent physical deaths. And this is, of course, before entering the promised land. I do know that the plague has been loosed, and it is the vaccines, and they are turning people over to many different varied diseases and things, and we will see that more and more as the days go by. And he says, and I looked, and there was a man that came up. The first time that I saw this particular man in my dreams was around 1988. I knew this man was the Lord. He told me some specific things that would take place in my life. And every one of them has come to pass over the next 18 years. Well, as I stood on the Jordan, the Lord came and stood beside me. And as we were looking at the Jordan, I turned around and looked at him. And he took me by the hand, and we started walking through the United States. And it was like when he had your hand and you walked 2,500 miles in 5 minutes. quick passe, you know. The first place we stopped was the state of Arizona. And there in Arizona, I was standing at a doorway that he took me to, and he reached down with his hand and he opened up the door and he said, come and see. And then I stepped inside through the doorway, and there was a federal judge of Arizona there in an office. Well, I'm not doubting any kind of physical manifestation here, but I will say this, that the Spanish called the area Arizona, or Arizona, S-S, or Arizona. And it was based on Native American words translated as meaning silver bearing or place of the small spring. Now that kind of caught my ear, the place of the small spring. I believe, I'm wondering, could this represent the place of the beginning of words, which are represented in the book of James as a spring of words, important words? Amen. I agree. And as I turned, I looked back at the Lord, and he pointed at the judge without saying anything. And as he pointed at the judge, who was sitting at the desk, the judge stood up. And as he stood, he got bigger and bigger, until he stood all the way through the roof of the building, and it just busted open. Could that mean the spring of words becomes a river? Could be. And when he said that, the Lord was still pointing at him, and I looked back, and the Lord said, "He is mine." Aha. Uh-huh. You know, God can make anybody his at any moment. He can do that. He can change their mind, right? Then I looked back outside, and I saw a woman. She had black hair about shoulder length, a middle-aged looking lady. She was wearing a blue dress. Well, a Democrat maybe, blue. And when I saw her face, it changed. And then her hair wasn't long anymore. It was cut and a different color. Well, as you know, hair is said to represent in 1 Corinthians 11 submission to the husband, who in our case is the Lord. In other words, she lost her submission to him. God was showing me something by revelation, and I saw that this lady had sold out politically to a group of people, and I don't know who they were. But she had gone inside another door. She opened it, and a little light shined in the entry, but inside was total darkness. Inside that room were 20 to 25 people, and I didn't know who they were, but they were people who had a lot of power. Well, I'm just suspecting that this is the Illuminati Satanist elite that have been running the world and right now are losing big time. They had such power that they could dominate and control from the dark. From a hidden place, they could control the political parts and buy, pay off, etc. Bribe, probably. This lady made a political agreement and sold out to better herself financially when her hair was still long. And then in the dream, her hair was cut. In other words, she was no longer a servant of good. She was demon-possessed and a servant of evil. That's what happens when you make any agreements with these people. They're Satanists. You end up with their demons. And I don't think this woman is an individual woman, but she is, as we'll see as we go on, a type of persons that are being taken down all over the United States. Then she left the room and walked down a sidewalk, stopped at a restaurant, and three black SUVs in a row pulled up. One person got out and put handcuffs on her and put her in the back of the SUV. Then another person got out of the passenger side of that front SUV and walked back to where people were standing by the second SUV and handed five papers to a guy, which were judge's orders to make arrests. Okay, we know this. This is what's been happening. She gave up others to save herself, as is happening commonly. In fact, we prayed for it to happen, that the wicked would turn against each other. And it's been happening more and more ever since we started praying that. But there is no honor among thieves and liars. You know, they have no loyalty to anything but themselves. But they were from a different agency. That's the second SUV, I'm guessing, or authority than the first one. The first one seemed to create a domino effect. In other words, the fall of this woman was a domino effect. So the other five arrest warrants could be handed out. Well, they needed her and to give proof about them. Obviously, they already knew about them, but they needed more proof, right? And of course, some of those five will turn state's evidence also, because this is what's been happening. And the swamp is being drained. These were passed out to people in the second two SUVs, and they drove off, obviously to arrest the traitors, who will become traitors of the traitors. I had seen this taking place in different states, so you see this is happening all over, different parts of the United States. I saw people who had already been arrested, and they were hidden inside a building. They'd been locked up secretly. Yes, people are disappearing all over. The political types, especially the wicked political types, and Hollywood, et cetera, et cetera. Hollywood is going broke. they'd been locked up secretly. Some were made public, but some people never knew about it. So, let's see. What's been happening? Some are hidden, and some are sent out to act out their part to show the world that they do not want communism or crooks running their government. So, that's what's happening. And it's a big show. It is a big show. They're sending these people out. They're making deals with them. They've got so much on them, they could just shoot them. But they're sending them out to fulfill a role, so to speak. I saw a man's death being hidden, and he was inside a freezer. Yes, these are those for whom they don't have clones or body doubles to act out their part. They just take them out. And, of course, sometimes they take them out. They're calling it COVID-19. Some of the Hollywoodites, they said they had COVID-19. Then you didn't hear from them anymore. Or you heard from their double, and sometimes you see the picture of the person next to their double, and they're not quite the same. And you can tell that. So, now I know what I'm saying sounds crazy. And I'm not sure, I don't believe Timothy is in on all this stuff we've been talking about. I really don't. And that makes his word even more powerful, because he's really agreeing with a lot of things we're saying. So he said, I know it sounds crazy, but I've listened to believe, I've learned to believe in what I see. I've watched it too much. I'm not one to get confused. I've been doing this a long time. So, and these things have been revealed to Timothy. And you can tell that he didn't exactly know for sure what this meant, you know, but we're experiencing it from inside sources. He's getting it from the king. I know the voice of the Lord, and a stranger I will not follow. I know his voice. I know his voice. Trump's coming back. He says that consistently through here. They're going to go get the man. He's gone. They're going to arrest him, and all this is going to go down. Okay, but I saw a piece where they had a man inside the freezer that had died, and they wanted to keep it from the public. And they were lying about the death. It was all a big cover-up. And this is, I mean, I believe all of these individuals in this revelation are corporate bodies of people. As she said, as he said, when he walked across the country, it was happening in every state, you know, and so on and so forth. And this is where, to me, it really gets good. I saw it going through North Carolina, Georgia, Colorado, Michigan, Wisconsin, all up through the Northeast, Pennsylvania, I can't remember all of the states that he saw this same series of events being acted out, right? Mm-hmm. There were things happening that the eye couldn't see. Yes, a lot's happening. And people, because they don't see and they can't go out telling everybody what they're doing, are getting very nervous because they're not holding fast to what they've already been told by the Lord. So they're getting double-minded. They don't even believe their prayers. But the Lord says, when you pray, believe you have received and you shall have it. So you can't get double-minded. That's an unstable person. And he's not to believe he can receive anything from the Lord. So you see, there's a bunch of double-minded people out there because they don't see what's going on. Okay. So he said there were things happening that the eye couldn't see. I was like some kind, it was like some kind of holding cell, but there was some that were seen. The news was reporting different things, but it was almost like they were just disappearing and people didn't know where they were. Well, you know, they have at least a couple of ICE prisons. They're using the White House somewhat for the same thing, and Gitmo and other places where they're locking these people up and talking to them and getting information from them. And, of course, they're having a tribunal for them, and some of them are totally disappearing. So it's happening big time, and some are dying of COVID-19, they say. And then he grabbed my hand, and we were sitting in Washington, D.C., and this building was humongous. It looked like an old colonial type, a real tall building outside, just like a real beautiful place. Okay. Like a huge banquet hall. And inside, there was a long table, like a feast room for a king. And when I walked inside and looked, it was filled, not a whole bunch of people, but a good amount of people sitting all around. But their attire was like in the Persian Empire of Bible days. Persian Empire, okay. And I knew that I was looking at the kingdom at the time of Esther and Mordecai. And Haman was trying to destroy the Jews as a type of the Christians today, because everything that happened unto them is a type and shadow for today, the apostle said. To destroy Esther's people. He was trying to destroy the Jews, Esther's people. They'd changed the laws and were around and went around everything, tried to do everything they could to destroy the people, Esther's people. Well, exactly as Congress and the judges have tried to do. Mm-hmm. And the woman at the head of the table, on her forehead was written, Mystery Babylon. This one woman, she sat at the head of the table, and I knew who she was. So there's somebody symbolizing the woman in Revelation 17 called Mystery Babylon, the mother of the harlots. It's not an individual person. It's the mother of the harlots. And all the individual churches that came out of the mother are harlots, as the title says. And this one woman, she sat at the head of the table, and I knew who she was. You may know who is representing this mother of harlots, a person. And we might suspect that too. but she's a type of the harlot Jezebel, right? And there were several other people. I saw 9 people who stood up who had different clothes. First 8, and then another one, making 9 altogether. Well, I wonder if it's the Supreme Court with another hidden person spoken of later. in one of the other revelations I'm going to share with you. And I think I know who that person is, but I'm not going to say, because the Lord told him not to say. So I'm not going to say, but I think it's going to be known pretty soon who this hidden person is who has authority in the government. Mm-hmm. These people had an agenda to take over the world, and I knew this was the Persian Empire. And behind this table was a king's chair. They had President Trump. He was sitting in the chair. They had stuck a sock in his mouth, and they had chained both his hands and chained his feet. They gagged him so that he couldn't talk, tied his hands so he couldn't write, and put a chain around his feet. Well, I think that in effect the Supreme Court did this. But it's not going to last, because God's got something that's over the Supreme Court, his authority, right? And I looked, and there were eight different men, all dressed the same in their Persian Empire clothes. But when these eight stood up, they pulled off these clothes, and seven of them had judges' robes on. The other one had a suit on with a red tie. The red tie kind of identifies the people on the right. I think Trump wears a red tie quite often. Not that this is Trump. I don't think it is. This is that hidden man. He's hidden in another dream, who stands with the right, okay? And I think maybe some of you already know who this is. But anyway, Timothy knows this man, but is not revealing his identity. He is a friend of the king. Then one of the judges went over to President Trump, and he was looking for a king's signet ring. Well, you recognize what a signet ring is, you know. Mordecai received the signet ring when the King of Kings took it away from Haman. In other words, he took away Haman's authority and he gave authority to Mordecai, right? So it's a sign of authority. Joseph, of course, got a ring of authority from Pharaoh, and on and on. So President Trump has not the sign of the king's authority. In other words, publicly. He is wielding the sword. He is running things through the military, etc. Okay, but that's a political stunt. Okay. But I couldn't find it on the president. They couldn't find the signet ring on the President Trump, it says. But the man who had the suit and tie on pulled it out of his pocket and said, "I've got what you're looking for." So he has the key to show the king's authority. Mm-hmm. They asked him how long he'd had it, and he said, "Oh, I've had it since December." And I believe a time is coming to reveal this, but for now, the left must show who they are so that the people will be inoculated in their mind against communism and evil rulers. And they're putting on a show. It is a show. They're putting it on. The people who have folded and seen the evidence and been threatened with death or whatever, or revealing to the public or whatever they used, but they've been doing it, and they're doing it now. And so these people are now obeying them just like they obeyed the deep state before, because the deep state had stuff on them. Okay. Then they started sitting down again, one by one, until four had sat down, leaving three standing. But one of the judges got back up, walked over, and untied the hands of President Trump. Okay, That's good. One who voted against Trump seems to change his mind and throw the court his way. Huh. I don't know. We'll see if that's right. I put a question mark behind that one, but it looks like that. That one man that appeared to definitely be a judge, his heart was moved by the Spirit of God. There was something that took place. That man, God had touched him, but there was a division. One went the other way, that left 4 and 3. There were 8, but one wasn't a judge. He's the one who stood up and had the ring. Now, Barry put a note here. He said, this was hard to sort through the way he told it, but I think I've got it right. It sounds to me like the one that stood tipped the scales positive for Trump. 4 judges to acquit against 3, and then the 8th man stood. Yeah, could be. It sounds good. And after that, I could see the Lord again standing at the doorway of where I went into this big place. And he says also in this place alongside the walls were people from other countries around the world, different rulers, kings, etc. You know, it's very clear that the whole world is watching to see who wins this election battle. I think Trump's already won it, but they're putting this show on for a very good purpose. Again, to inoculate people in their mind to understand this is what would happen if you let a communist rule the nation. And, Biden had a boot on for a while. He said he cracked his ankle walking the dog, but then he's been shown stepping up on curbs and everything else with the boot, right? And you know what the boot means. Hillary had the boot, all the way back. A bunch of them had the boot. So this is a way that they have of controlling them, hearing what they're saying, and knowing where they're going. Okay. So I believe that the world will rejoice in freedom when Donald Trump goes in officially again. I just call it officially because I know he's already in there. All the laws were being changed there to tie Trump up in this place. But when I looked back, I saw that after he got his hands free, he took the gag and other stuff off that had bound him. And I believe so it will be. Yeah. And then, as I walked back outside, the Lord grabbed my hand, and I looked and saw that in front of this building was a gallows. It was a hangman's noose. And I knew that it was the same story where Haman built the gallows for Mordecai. But, of course, he died on it himself so that it will be with the deep state rulers. The same thing. They're hanging themselves. The knowledge of it just flooded me, and how Esther had gone to the king because Haman had gone to the king and secretly planned a device to destroy all the Jews, Esther's people, the bride's people, right? Then we started traveling back through these states I had seen, and everywhere I saw there was a Haman's gallows there. And at the end of it, the Lord told me this: the people and the evil that has devised this to destroy my people, they will hang from their own gallows. Their own deceit will hang them on the gallows. Amen. Judas too, his own deceit got him hung. He hung himself by his own deceit, right? And this is just another type of the Judases out there. Okay, and this one was also given to Timothy Dixon. It's a prophecy. And he called it The Whirlwind Blows. He got that on February 27, 2021. And it was transcribed by Brandy Arney. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of Israel. I am the first and the last. I would speak into this nation. I would speak to the world. I'd have you to stir yourselves and stir your hearts. Wake up and look at this evil, the man of sin. And of course, they're showing him. They're putting him on show, the man of sin. I'm not talking about just one individual. The Judases, the sons of perdition. That's who the man of sin was. And they're showing. These are traitors to their country. The man of sin that is trying to come across the country to take the very freedom of religion, the very freedom of my spirit away, and is trying to stop the revival, trying to stop the move of this last day. They are trying to change the laws and pass laws to do away with the Word of God and to burn your Bibles. And by the way, every time they do change laws, they try to do away with the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But know that I am the Lord, and even as I have spoken in my servants, you'll know in the next few days that I am God, because I'll shake the heavens, and I'll shake this land, and I'll shake Washington, and I'll shake the political and the politicians, and I'll shake the Congress, and I'll shake the Senate, and I'll shake the House of Representatives, those of you that have hidden your sins. Well, I just tell you, we know about the shaking. The Lord's shown us a lot about that. It was prophesied in Haggai. Happened when the time of the man-child in Haggai. Happened when Paul saw, yet once more will I shake the heavens and the earth. Same thing, once more, it's going to happen, a great shaking. Okay, and he's going to bring down government with this great shaking. He will, in Haggai, he said, he called it, he will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. Yes. See, God can do that. He can use any kind of disaster, just take out the particular people he wanted to, you know, like at the Passover. Okay, he talks about those people who have hidden their sins. You've hidden your pedophile, and you've hidden the things of exploiting the children. You think that you've got by with your sins, and no one has mentioned your name, but know that I am the Lord. I see the trouble. I see the tears. I see the cry. That's going up in the country. I see the blood that cries out, even as Abel's blood cried out from the ground. Yes, these criminals have been taking the babies, sacrificing them, doing other extremely evil things to them. And we thank God for putting an end to it. The abortionists too. I'd have you to know the Lord speaks to this world, and it speaks to America today, the blood of the innocents crying out from the ground. And you wish to change laws, you wish to do away, you wish to close the churches because you can't stand the power. It's not the building, it's not the church, it's not the people that you fight with, but it's my spirit, says the Lord, that you cannot defeat. You can't overcome it. You haven't any power to take control. You cannot suppress. You cannot push my word back. But yet you try because of your ignorance. Mm-hmm. And so it is. O ye leaders of this nation, know that the handwriting is on the wall. Well, you know, when the handwriting was on the wall, the next day, Cyrus came in and conquered Babylon. The handwriting is on the wall. I've called you to repentance. I've called you and moved and dealt with your heart in times past, but you've refused. You've gone the way of hell. You've chosen the riches of this world, and your heart has become polluted. But know that I'll shake this globe one more time. There that is, one more time. We know that that prophecy is very clear in the Bible, saith the Lord of hosts. And it's the overthrow of the throne of kingdoms, right? Just as Paul and Haggai also pronounced, great earthquakes are coming, and political upheaval too. I shall soon show that my hand is almighty. There's been a famine in the land of the real power and the real move of God. There's been a famine of my people, of my prophets, of them that are real. A famine. Yes, there is a spiritual famine. Stand up in the word of God. Stand and speak and come to pass, but knowing this hour that I have been. Okay, I have servants. I have those handmaids that shall stand up in this day and shall do even as Elijah had declared and said, there'll be no rain until I say it can rain. Know that I'll raise up in this hour and in this day those that stand before these leaders, and you'll declare the word of the Lord, and it shall come to pass instantly, saith God. Well, it's a real rain of the Spirit is coming, and it's going to overcome all the false revivals, which, of course, were done by demons and entrapping people. And it's done a great job. God's people were so ignorant that they fell for these things. And many have wondered, why did you not move before the inauguration? Why didn't you move before Biden was put in? Well, that's kind of what we were talking about before, isn't it? Oh, my people in America, to expose the sin that's so deep within, would you have ever seen, would you ever seen the blood that's running off the hands of the individuals? Would you have ever seen the blood that runs in the streets? Would you ever have heard the cries of the people? I've allowed this to show you, to show this country that your heart would be turned by the knowledge that you see. Yep, because the D-class is coming. It's leaking out here and there. You know, it's coming out. It's going to come out in a more pervasive way than ever. And people are going to be aghast at what they've been believing. Okay. And what they've been pledging allegiance to. Yeah. I wanted you to see the evil. This is not about a man. This is not about a race. And it's not about any black or white or red or Filipino or Asian or European or the German people. It's not about that. This is about a move of God that's going to shake the globe, shake the world. I'll stand up in this day and nothing shall hinder. I'll do miracles even as I've done. It shall come to pass, saith the Lord of heaven, that I'll heal the broken bones. I'll create things that I has never seen soon, saith the Lord. There will be great miracles in California that shall rock that state, says the Lord. And once again, the righteousness shall spring forth like a new spring of water. and the flag of holiness shall once again blow, and the evil leaders that have kept it captive. I'll bring you down, says the Lord of hosts. I'll bring you down because I've seen the cries of the people of California. But yet your leaders have brought it into a prison yard, that is California, and you brought it into captivity. And I've seen the hearts of the real. I've heard the cry of the real. And I know that I shall send revival. It's about the real people of God. Oh, you evil leaders of this United States, repent of your sins. Repent of your ways. Just because within a few days, even now, I work my hands. Even as the word has gone out, the spiritual whirlwind is coming. I'll send forth the Spirit that shall cause you to be led into captivity. But you say, where? And shall we be led into captivity? Well, you know, notice they're disappearing. There's people going into captivity. There's people that have already been in captivity, saints. They've been in captivity to Babylonish religion, Babylonish government, etc., etc., Babylonish Hollywood. They've been in captivity to these things. They haven't studied the Word of God to be a part of the kingdom of God. So there's captivity there, but there's now coming captivity of these people who took them captive. They're disappearing. And there are mass executions happening at Gitmo. That's what I've been told. And that's been happening for a while now. Did I not leave Israel at one point because of their sins, and I drove them into a land to be in captivity, and they hung their hearts upon the willow trees? And you wonder that I cannot move. I can move, and I will. But now my eyes have turned towards Israel. My eyes are turned towards America because of the repentance and the repentance that you prayed in your heart. And know that I, the Lord, shall stand up against the evil that's in the White House. And, of course, I know what he's meaning, what the White House represents. That's the way dreams and prophecies are. They're very representative. And the White House symbolizes the place of authority, even though Biden, it may not be there. So, I, the Lord, shall bring it to naught. And you ask, how can it be? How could it be when they took over? Yes, it looks like they did, but they didn't. Even as Joshua and Caleb, and they were wanting to take the lands, and they looked and said, there's giants in the land. Yes, there's big reasons why we can't take this land, right? Big reasons. And, of course, they got rebuked. And the men that caused the people's hearts to melt died in the wilderness. Joshua and Caleb didn't. They went right on in. So, continuing, none of these things moves me, says the Lord. I am the Almighty. I can take the breath or give breath. You will see that my word has spoken through the servants that I have chosen this hour. You will know that I have the power, says the Lord, to shut up the heavens. I can bring plagues, even as I did in the days of Egypt, from Moses. I am the Lord. So I'll say again what we said in one of the last broadcasts about the vaccines, that they are causing the coming plagues. And not only the people are that they're diseasing and giving HIV to, so that they have no immunity to anything, they're passing it on. These people are becoming carriers. And so it's starting now, and you're going to find people having more and more sicknesses as the days go by. And within, well, one researcher said 1 month to three, everybody will know what's going on. Okay. I'll reveal the false prophets. I'll reveal them that's not real, says the Lord. This is the hour of deliverance, the hour of great visitation. I'll visit you, leaders of this country. Know that in your bedchambers, I'm coming to you. Oh, I'm coming to you, says the Lord. Because you've chosen to go against my word, you have chosen evil over good, you have chosen unrighteousness over righteousness, and you wish to enslave my people, you wish to take away the word, and know that everything shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Amen, Lord. Amen. We thank you that your word is a solid rock that we can stand on. Lead us to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Lift up your hands to the Lord Almighty, because it shall be even as I have spoken. I will return the one that I have chosen. You can mock, and you can say things you choose, and choose if you want. But I have chosen the man, Donald Trump, even from the years past, the bloodline. I, the Lord, a prophecy came forth of his life of years ago. Oh, my word came out. Now, we know that there were plenty of prophecies about Donald Trump before he ever ran for office, and especially before he went into office. But I think he's talking about something else here. It says, the word came upon his mother from a distant land, saith the Lord. I believe that this happened at the New Hebrides revival. Okay. The word and that spirit followed the man through his time. That's why his heart changed like it did when he was in office. You saw a transformation in Donald Trump's heart. He became even more loving and more kind, but a man of strength. Know that I chose David, a man after my own heart, but yet they criticized, said all manner of evil against him. But I still stood with David, and I will stand with this man, and he shall prevail, and shall come even as I have spoken. I shall drive back this evil that is trying to take this country, that has pushed their way up inside the leadership and the laws. Know that I shall collapse it, says the Lord. Well, he speaks of David. I mean, you know how much was spoken of Job. There was more spoken of David, of the wickedness that came against him. He was very much a Job. He cried out to God just as Job did. And many chapters in Psalms speak of this. And, of course, it comforts people who also are being persecuted by the wicked. So, okay, continue on. The Lord says, I'll bring it to pass that it shall be so. Donald Trump shall be, he shall be the reigning president, and he is. That's what I said too. He is. Thank you, Lord. For thine eyes do not see that what I am doing, but I know that the whirlwind blows now, saith the Lord of hosts. Yep. You know, the Bible says, when the whirlwind passeth, the wicked is no more. Lift up your eyes, and lift up your hands, and lift up your voice, and pray, and cry to me with all of your heart, for this is the day. Not many days since you'll see the hand of God move, even as it did in the time of Pharaoh, when I stretched out the rod, and blood and locusts and evil came upon the loud Egyptian. Death came upon the firstborn, but know that those that the blood was applied to their post, that death passed by. Well, so it is with us. If you're walking under the blood, in and out, under the blood of the Lord, you are protected. It is a Passover. The judgment passes over God's people and takes out the wicked. So, and this is what the Lord's been telling us for quite a while, and we've been sharing with people how that the deep state is going to shoot themselves in the foot. And they've been doing it time after time after time. And they've done it with this vaccine, because the vaccine is taking out by far more liberals than conservatives. By far. And not every conservative is a Christian. You understand that, don't you? Some of them are light warriors and things like that. Unitarians and other things, you know. These are not Christians. They just, they're wannabes. Actually, they don't like Christians. But they have a conservative cause that's like the Christians. There was no plagues in Goshen because I've kept my hands upon my seed, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. It is so true. Thank you, Father. This is the hour that you will see that I am the Lord, and that I have chosen men for this generation. It is not time. It shall not be now. I'll hold this evil off. And you'll see, and you'll rejoice, shortly, says the Lord. It's like the word that we got from one of our sisters, that Trump was handing out timepieces, meaning he was giving us time. He is giving us time to rebuild the kingdom, because the reformers are coming now, and they're going to show how this is done. And guess what? It's already written in the book. within just a short time, a few days, a few times, oh, the year, the time, the day of Jubilee. Yes, you know what the Jubilee represents, right? Freedom from slavery and debt. They're going to cancel debt with the Nasara-Jasara law. They're going to cancel debt. You can be happy about that. Oh, a great celebration because you've overcome the evil in something that you thought never would be. That's true. People never thought this day would come. I'm not just talking about the bad things that we see. I'm talking about the good things that are coming. They never thought they would see such a day. And Satan has no power. It shall be, and you've wondered, does anyone even know the things? And I've heard the voices of those that are my people. I've heard the voices of my ministers that have even asked and said that it is crazy, crazy to think such a thing. But I would speak to this country. Amen. It sounds crazy, but it's a fact. What's going on? All of the hidden things and all the draining of the swamp, everything you've prayed for is happening. And it's going to break out on the surface very much so, in, I believe, this next month. I would speak to America. Know that you'll see that I am God, that I can do anything. And that I will put Donald Trump back, saith the Lord. Now, you know, I just want to say something here. We're not worshiping a man here. We're knowing that this man can't do the things he's done without God using him. And so this is not worshiping a man. It's not worshiping a country. It's not giving any credit to man. It's giving credit to God. And that's what this prophecy is about, too. It's giving credit to God. God said he's going to put him in there. He said, I'll uproot now, saith the Lord. The axe is laid to the root of the tree. The storm's coming. The whirlwind blows. And the whirlwind blows, saith the Lord of heaven, saith the Lord of heaven. The whirlwind blows. Yes, it does. And when it passes, the wicked will be no more. That's what the Lord says. Okay, here's another one given to Timothy Dixon. It was also transcribed by Brandy Arney. And it's called, we called it, Within 30 Days, the Lord Will Shake Politics. The Lord came to me last night and told me to speak this. Tell it to America. Tell it to the world. Tell it to the leaders of this country. From the first chapter of Proverbs, in the 24th verse. Because I have called, and you refused, I've stretched out my hand, and no man regarding, but you have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity, and I will mock you when your fear comes, when your fear cometh as a desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. There it is. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call me, but I will not answer. And shall they call me, call upon me, but I won't answer, because you wouldn't listen, and you wouldn't listen to the Lord. Then he said, for that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. You know, we worked very hard, gathered a lot of information, sent it out to people to warn them against taking the vaccine, at least the vaccines that come from the deep state people. And we warned them, and a lot of them just totally ignored it. They had no idea of truth, even though we gave proof after proof after proof after proof. They ignored it. And soon, of course, they're going to see that they were just ignoring God. God was trying to point them in the right direction. But because they were stubborn in everything else, the Lord would not open their ears to hear. So, he goes on, you know, he told Noah, my spirit will not always strive with man. He told Noah to go out and to build an ark. And at that point, it didn't rain out of the heavens, and people thought that he'd lost his mind. Yeah, they'd never seen rain come out of the heavens before. And here this crazy prophet, Noah, warned him about what was coming, and he warned him by what he was doing to escape it, even though he built his ark right in front of him, you know. Over 120 years, Noah built a big ship to float on water until the time came one day that God in the Bible said he shut the door and it started raining. Then everything that man said up to that point, oh, it was so remembered then. Yep, when they saw the water coming out of the sky, that's what that crazy Noah told us. God has given everyone a chance across this nation, and once again, God's revival power is going to ring across the world and give everyone a chance to repent and to pray. And of course, you know, as usual, a lot of people won't pay any attention to it. Even though great signs and wonders and miracles. Miracles happen today, and some churches say miracles don't happen. Where have they been? Where have they been? You see, they can ignore it, no matter. They just don't even read about it. They don't want to pay attention to it. It's their doctrine, right? Do you know how many people it probably had building that ark? It would have taken a lot of people. They weren't in the ark. It would have taken a lot of people to build that ark, but they weren't in the ark. There was only 8 in the ark. But the Lord told me last night to tell the people, tell America, tell them, thus saith the Lord of heaven, that the whirlwind that was in my dreams comes. And then he points us back to other dreams that he has shared, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me because I haven't read these other dreams, you know. But he said, if you go back and look at the dream about the whirlwind and the man with the staff on and on the 7 rabbis on the porch and the woman in purple and in a purple dress and the donkey's dyes, if you go back and look at what it talks about, a whirlwind hitting that capital, and there was nothing left inside the capital, and the people were gone. Seems like we've heard that one before. Now, who knows how this physically looks on the ground, because many times things are more spiritual than we think, right? But we do see people that were arrested in the Capitol that are either putting on a show or they're gone. Yeah. And the Lord told me to tell you that in 30 days, within the 30-day period here, God is fixing to shake the leaders of this country. God is going to shake the leaders of the foreign countries that come against the very liberty of the name of Jesus. Now, I think it was the 23rd or the 24th that he said this or got this. And so, and this is a short month here. We would say leading up to Passover, leading up towards Passover, would be the end of the time, maybe. You're not fighting against preachers that you've made fun of or the prophets, and you've laughed to scorn people. You look at people like me and you think it's some gimmick. He's out for money or he's out to build him something. I'm not out for money. I don't ask for money. I'm out to deliver a word to this nation, and I'm out to try to snatch someone from the hell before it's too late. God is going to put President Donald Trump back inside that office. There's an angel of death that's going to strike. Yes, I believe it. I believe it's coming. I know one of the leaders that's way up there. I can guess who he's talking about, but who will pass with a heart attack. God's coming, you know. God's grace is for every man. His mercy is beyond compare. He'll reach out to anyone that'll just reach out to him. But there comes a time that when you fight God and that you think that your evil is going to overcome, God's going to fight you. And this is what the Lord has told me. He spoke this to me, and this was not a dream. This is why I'm so boldly telling you that within 30 days, within the 30-day time period, fear, God's going to rattle the structure of politics. You know, he talks about this great shaking, you know, and the shaking in Haggai was attributed to overthrowing the throne of kingdoms. God around the world is going to take down deep state leadership who cheated their way into government, etc. And he goes on to say, it's going to blow in there. The Lord is fixing to dissolve some of the people. I see it. Just look back at the dream. And when the whirlwind went in there, some of the people were snatched out by the whirlwind. And that's what's fixing to come. You're fixing to see the hands of God in a way that you've never seen. Yes, I believe that's true. I believe that that's true for a long time, both in judgment and in mercy and in grace and in gifts and in healings and in deliverances and so on, right? Yes, God is going to move in mighty, mighty ways. This is not about me. It's not about the men of God or the prophets or the people that is standing in this hour. But the word that I speak to you today is the word from the Lord Jesus. It's time for us to stand and fight like we've never fought for revival in the greatest sense that we've ever beheld in our eyes. It's going to shake this globe. So I say too, I agree with Timothy. Let's pray and do spiritual warfare and not be distracted by the world. Do spiritual warfare against the demonic forces for this revival. Remember in Revelation 12 what happened, you know. The dragon and his angels fought with Michael and his angels. But credit was given to the saints for casting him down to the ground in that text. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and because they loved not their life unto death. They overcame him. The angels just carried out the actual warfare, but they were receiving authority from the people of God. Yes. So, are you fighting? Are you doing spiritual warfare? Do you give the commands that we've been given authority to do? If not, then you're not working in the kingdom. And that needs to be done. I've heard the people talking, different preachers talking about how the natural is going on and the Supreme Court is denied and this and that. I don't look at the power of the Supreme Court, for the Lord said that he was going to turn the tables, and that's exactly what he's going to do in the next few days, next month. God's going to show his hand, and the beginning of a cleansing has begun. He is draining the swamp. We'll see God's hand. I'm here to tell you, thus saith the Lord. And what he spoke. After the 30 days, I don't know what's liable to happen. But Donald Trump will be the president of the United States again. He will be put back in office. Okay, there's a lot of people said, can't you see what's happening out there? Why are you giving people false hope, they call it. These are people who never walk by faith. They always walk by sight. They don't believe their prayers are answered, like the Lord Jesus commanded us to do. They don't believe it. They don't believe we can make our own future, and it can be a good one by praying the prayers of faith. Holding fast the confession of our hope that it waver not, for he is faithful that promised. Amen. Then they want to point the finger at those who are holding fast to what the Lord has said, both through the prophets and through the dreams and through promises in the Word that we've just mentioned. They want to point the finger at them. That's crazy. This is wickedness. Lord, grant them repentance, Father. Turn their hearts towards you. Help them to see that they have not held fast their confession, and their high priest is not confessing them before God, because they haven't confessed him before men. If it doesn't happen, guess what? It's their fault. It's not the people who are stretching out their faith to believe, but it is going to happen, because God hears the prayers of the faithful. He's not hearing anything from the double-minded, as James chapter 1 tells us. They'll betray Kamala Harris. Whoa. And she already sees it. And she'll turn on them because they've turned on her. A great chaos and a great storm, it's coming, says the Lord of hosts. You know God can do things that are totally impossible for man. He told Gideon that he wanted him to tell them that we're fearful and afraid to go home. Well, that kind of cleaned them out somewhat. Mm-hmm. Well, there were a bunch of them that went home that day before he had to go fight. The Lord told him, there's still too many. Take them down to the river. The ones that lap like a dog when they drink water, keep those and send the rest away. Well, that thinned them way on down. They had to fight a battle against an enemy that was as the sands of the seashore for multitude. And there were only 300 of them left. God whittled them down. He didn't want to give glory to man. You know, cursed is man that puts his trust in the arm of the flesh. All right. There weren't but 300 left that day. Gideon said, Lord, why did you do this? And he said, basically, I've narrowed it down to an impossibility. Well, kind of, yeah, that's his intent. There's no way that 300 could beat that army. And the Lord told Gideon, I don't want them to think that they've done it on their own. And that's what God is doing right now. Of course, if people think they can do it on their own, they will fail because they can't. So God has to make sure that their faith is in him, right? So he tells us ahead of time what he's going to do. Okay, and Timothy had another dream, which we called the 45th President Honors the Constitution. He had this on February the 20th of 2021. And Terry McGinley transcribed it for us. Thank you so much. All you helpers out there, we appreciate you so much. I want to share a dream with you today and some things the Lord is speaking by the Spirit. You know, Paul was talking about how the Spirit speaks expressly, meaning more than once. The Lord has spoken to me strongly about the actions of the Supreme Court. This is Saturday the 20th of February. And the Lord told me to tell everyone, do not trust in the power of the Supreme Court. Of course, if you do, you're going to fail. You will cause them to fail. Huh. Think about that. Do not trust in the power of the Supreme Court, because that isn't how God is going to divinely move for President Trump. This is going to be a pure act of God. Now pay attention what he's saying here. He says, and God can use people. I'm not saying he won't use people. He's just saying it's God, it's not men, right? I do believe there's a couple of people inside, according to what God is showing me. God is going to touch people inside there that we thought bad of. Yes, no doubt God can do that. He did it with the Apostle Paul and the poor people that were avoiding him for good reason. And I'm not one here to argue what's proof and what isn't, but God can use who he will. And you look at Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible, and I believe somewhere around the 38th chapter of Ezekiel, maybe. You'll find that the Lord blessed Nebuchadnezzar and gave him the lands of Egypt because the Lord said his army had bald heads and worn shoulders. But he said they worked a great work for me. We see in other places that he was calling in that time Nebuchadnezzar his servant. Yes, he called other people servants who were pagans. You know, Cyrus, for instance, his servant, his shepherd, so on and so forth, you know. And indeed, they did serve him, but all vessels serve the king. And Nebuchadnezzar got a revelation, you know, after he ate the grass of the field for 7 years and came back, got a great revelation of God and who he was in regards to God. Yeah. I want to get into this dream here. My heart is burdened, so burdened. And I see something happening in the Spirit of God right now as we speak. Jesus talked about a marriage supper, that the king had invited some to come. But they made excuses and made light of it. So the Bible says that he went out to the highways and to the hedges and got the good and the bad and filled his house. Amen. It scares me that some of you preachers, you know, the Bible says that you know a lot and will be beaten with many stripes. Some of you ministers, you've backed up. And I'm talking about on things that you should not back up on. You backed up on the Lord. You went the way of money. You went the way of everything else. Went the way of pleasing man, mostly. But you've not stood for the Word. You've not stood for the Lord. Now let me point out something about standing for the Word. In the Old Testament, remember, they didn't have a Bible in their hand. The word came through the prophets. The prophet spoke. And he judged them whether they heard the word through the prophet or not. Whether they submitted to the word through the prophet or not. It was the word of the Lord. He judged them according to that. Do you think he could do it today? Yes, he can. You've not stood for the Lord, and we're in a time now that you're going to get into this or you're going to be cast out, and the Lord is going to find some dope addict out there and save him. In other words, put him in your shoes, right? He's going to find somebody that doesn't match up to all our church credential standards. And he's going to save them and step right over all of us, great righteous people. Yeah, true, very true. But the dream, I'm so stirred. I saw an altar. And once again, the dreams and the visions and the speaking that God keeps speaking to is about Washington. It's about the Capitol. And that's the ones I'm choosing to share at the moment. But inside this, I saw the Capitol building again. I saw the patio. You know, that's out front. And I saw on the patio that there was an old sacrificial altar from like in the Old Testament times. And I looked and it was on fire. It was the burnt offering, the sacrifice on the altar. And it was centered before you reached the doors of the Capitol building. It was centered and it was just sitting there, just beautiful. And there was a lamb on that altar that had been prepared and was without spot. We know that's Jesus. And in front, on the other side, towards the building, on the altar, there was a table, and it had a covering all the way around the table. It kind of looked, that particular minute, to me, like it was just something to dress it up. In other words, it had the skirt all the way around the table. Okay. It looked pretty. It looked nice. And there was a big, big paper on it. And it was the Constitution. Yet there were not any signatures on this Constitution. And looking on back beyond the table, there were 45 men lined up in a row. And those 45 men, 45, not 46. So there's one that they're counting a president in there that does not belong. He is not one of them. Okay. He's saying Biden is not being counted here. Okay. So these were past presidents of the United States. On each side of the altar, I saw two angels. But these particular angels were different than anything I'd ever seen. They were big and muscular, and they were just fierce-looking guardians. And in their hands, they had a sword. The sword looked like it had been in the furnace of fire, like an iron mill. And it had been heated up to where the blade was glowing red. Just so hot, it was flickering and flames were coming off the swords. Each one stood on each side. They were massive. And I knew these angels had an authority that was different and beyond most angels that I've seen that have warned in heaven and different visions. But these angels, I'll just say, had a power. They had a particular service that they were assigned to do, and that was to protect. All right. That was to protect. Now listen to me close. They were there to protect. As if you made the child that they were trying to destroy. Doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you made a child and then destroyed it, that'd be exactly what these crazy people are doing. So he went on to say, they were there to protect the Word. They were there to protect the Spirit, the Word of God. They were there to protect that Spirit of life which only came through God's Word, which the Bible, and is inspired. And I believe the Constitution was too at that time because it was on the table, as you notice. But they were there for that. In other words, God gave to this country what they were crying out to God for, freedom from bondage And he gave them wisdom to make a constitution. And now he's giving wisdom to Trump to go back to that constitution, which they have been whittling on for years, right? They could move around, talking about those big angels. It wasn't like they stood still or were hovering in place, but they could move extremely fast, like a flicker of a flame. A flame, when it burns, it moves around so fast that you can't catch it. You know, they could move just like that and turn any kind of way they wanted to turn with their swords in their hands. The first man that stood at this big table and before the altars of the sacrifice was George Washington. And there were a few men right in close with him. They all kind of huddled around this table, and each one had a really unique-looking pen. All of them used the pen, and they were signing this big, big constitution. They were signing this, just a few people, right in the presidency. And I looked after it was signed, and I saw these two huge angels. Their movement was just like they were observing to protect the standard or the spirit that was behind that standard of the freedom of religion, the freedom of constitution, the freedom of what America stands for, and that's Jesus Christ, in God we trust. And I saw, and I looked back down in the line, and I saw one of the presidents had stepped out of the line, and it was Richard Nixon. He stepped out of the line of the presidents, and he looked up at the altar, and I know he was thinking that if I can get around that, if I can just remove the power that it has over the people, I'll be first, I'll be the head, I'll be the top dog. And by the way, you know, what he did that was illegal was trying to rig an election, really. So, and from him, there were a couple of them in front of him. They all moved out and they started striving with each other. Yeah, what has all a lot of this war been about over the Constitution? Whether to obey it or whether to not obey it. Yeah. At this particular point, there wasn't any fist slinging and people beating on each other, but they were just pulling and tussling and fighting. And one would break out and come to the table, and they had that pen, and they were signing different orders to change it. To change what? The Constitution. That's what they do. And it's like you make a law so you can change it, you know. And they would throw it in the altar and their order would just be consumed with the fire. That's good and true. And it just kept on like this, just such a tussle, such a fight. Let me say, not a fight, but a warfare going on inside this line of presidents. Yeah, one of them makes law, the next one comes along and changes it. And so on, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I looked in the back, and President Trump, that's the 45th president, was the last one in the back of the line, and he was just standing there. And he was observing these men in front of him tussling to sign these papers that were being thrown at the altar of the Lamb and burning up. He said, now that was the daily sacrifice. There was one in the morning, and there was a sacrifice of a lamb in the morning and one in the evening under the old law. And we know that Jesus Christ is that ultimate sacrifice, our daily sacrifice, our daily life. Christ inside of you. Yes, that's a good understanding he has there. But they were tussling, and then I saw that as they did, they were trying to shadow and to move that altar. The presence of it. The presidents that were in the front, George Washington and so forth, they were standing silent. And I knew that they were past presidents and they were passed away. So they're looking on from another place, right? And the ones behind them, from Nixon on back, started tussling to remove that standard, to remove that altar, to remove that authority, and to remove that power, so that they could dominate with what their personal agenda was. Now, and as they did, I knew that they were trying to take away the freedom. They were trying to take away and set up something that would stop the power of this sacrifice, the power of the redemption of Jesus Christ, the power of our speech that God gave us to be able to say, Lord, I love you. But they didn't want that. There was a tussle to pass laws, and that's what seemed to really be going on. It was a great tussle, and I saw that they were setting up a place where they could remove it totally, meaning the Constitution. Yes, they've been doing that. There are presidents that you wouldn't believe, and people didn't believe at the time, hated the Constitution, hated it, but they were conservatives, you know, but they really weren't. And these angels started moving around, and they stopped, and both of them held the sword real high and said, no, no, it's not time. And he says, hallelujah, it's not time. Well, this means that there will be a time when they will cast aside the Constitution. Yeah. And then I saw that President Trump came from the back. And as he stepped out, trying to go towards the front, towards the altar, he was advancing, and just a few of them started, the presidents on his end of the line, close to him, started using their fists to hit him and push him and fight him and do everything that they could do, because he's a constitutionalist, right? Well, the past deep state presidents have warred against him and the Constitution. So we know how this is coming to pass. And as they tussled, it was like he went down on his back and he began to push with his legs, crawling on the ground. And through the hustle and bustle, it's like he snuck right up under everything and went up to the front. And George Washington shook his hand and said, well done. Yeah. He gave him a pen at this point. That was the pen that everybody was using to try to, with these signed papers, overthrow them with this. And, well, he did away with the pen. And I thought, where's the pen? Where's the unique pen? And I thought maybe it just went inside the fire. And as this went around, I saw him continually trying to stop a power. It wasn't the man, Donald Trump, but it was a power that even George Washington had established by the Spirit of God. And they were trying to destroy that. But these angels said, no, it's not time. Not yet. Yes. So these evil people wanted to destroy the Constitution. Like they had any sense, right? It's like when the angels lifted up again, and it's like, I don't understand sometimes some things, but I'm just giving this dream out fresh. And a lot of times the Lord will come back to me and the Lord will give me the meaning of certain particular parts of it. But they turned into like a statue. Talking about these evil people, evil men. They turned into like a statue, like a stone, like a pillar. Well, my thought came to me immediately when reading this. It's like Lot's wife who turned back to Sodom and became a pillar of salt. So these people who turned back, you know, to Sodom, which has really overcome the deep state and all the Satanists. But it was white, and it was just frozen, stiff, solid, right there. And then they just dissolved and weren't there anymore. Well, as you can figure, a pillar of salt might do in a rainstorm. And that's when George Washington grabbed his hand and said, "Well done." And they started looking for the pen because there was a paper there that had a presidential seal, and it said Donald J. Trump, the 45th President of the United States. And it had a place where he had to sign in the presence of George Washington. And George Washington raised up the curtain that was around. In other words, he was getting ready to sign the Constitution, right? And George Washington raised up the curtain that was around this table. And here was a man up under that table. Hiding. He was hiding under that table. And at this, and we know a man that's hiding, don't we? And he's a big part of what's going on. But he's having to hide for a purpose, a real good purpose. And at this point, the Lord has directed me not to tell because of certain circumstances. Yes, I know what the circumstances are. And do not tell. And he says, I do not tell who the man was. Okay, so I'm honoring that too. But it was the same man that had the king's ring, if you remember, in one of my other dreams. Yes, we did. We read that one. And this man said, I've got it. And when the judge asked, how did you get it? He said, I've always had it since Trump left, or the king had left. So guess what? This is prophesying that he would leave, right? And he raised it and smiled real big at President Trump. And he stuck the pen out and gave him that pen. And I knew that this was a hidden plan. It was hidden from the view of the people. It was hidden very well. It was disguised, but it was a great thing that God gave wisdom to do, church. Yes, God gave wisdom on how to overthrow the deep state. Without a worldwide war that would have killed people on both sides. It was tremendous wisdom that they're using. And God has said more than once that he gave this wisdom to President Trump and, of course, the people around him, you know, to do this. And Tim says, oh, man, I'm excited about Jesus and what he's doing. And then after this, he signed the paper. And when he did, something happened. And I saw at that point that there was an authority there. There was a power that was like reinstated. I believe they're talking about the reinstating of the original Constitution before the liberals whittled it all up. It was like reinstated. The authority was already there, but it was being reenacted. And of course, Jisara Nisara will do that. It will go back to the original Constitution. I don't know which word to use, but it was giving authority to President Trump as the president. I believe what God shows me. It's against everything that is seen. I've got preachers calling me, saying, "You need to stop this, brother. This is insane." Yeah, I think I got a couple of those myself. No, this isn't insane. This is the word of the Lord. This is the Thus Saith the Holy One of Israel. Because if we cannot believe in something that God speaks to us, how can we say that God could have taken the children of Israel and set them before a sea and said, "I'll move the Red Sea"? He could have sent them around the top of the land. He didn't have to send them across the Red Sea. Actually, they were going down towards to the south. And God said, "Turn around and go back and camp between Migdol and the Red Sea." It was a little point of land sticking out in the Red Sea there. And they did. He didn't have to rain food down inside the desert. He could have brought some more mules and wagons to help feed them, or call somebody to come out across the desert and be some great natural thing, you know, that God wouldn't get the credit. That's right, he wouldn't. But God allowed them to be. Why did Jesus wait and let Lazarus die and stink and be buried before he decides to show up and pray for the man? Because God chooses these things. Yes, his power is made perfect in weakness, right? Children of America, if God would not have allowed this to be exactly like it is, we would not see the evil. America would still be asleep. We'd still be up under the hands of Pharaoh. But God has chosen this time to send out the prince that was raised up under the hand of Pharaoh. God has chosen his time to send Moses out into the desert land, that on top of that mountain he'll find a God that speaks to him out of a flaming bush and tells him to go down to Egypt. In other words, he left, but he's coming back. I am hath come down. I have heard the cry of my people. I have heard them by reason of their taskmasters. Today, children of God in America, God has heard the prayer of Americans. God's going to take this world one more time. Shake this world one more time. God's going to shake the country by the power of the Almighty God. And when all this began here, I looked down and I saw a commotion after the power was being restored. Like I said, I've got people calling me. You don't have to be believing what I'm saying, but you'll see that God has spoken this word. God's going to put him back in there. Hallelujah. I believe before July the 4th. And I think it could be before that, because I see something else further down the road. But I think it might be before April the 1st. Okay, that's just me. Okay, just my idea. I saw a piece in a dream. I want to share this little piece of why I mentioned July the 4th. I saw something happen July the 4th that was just crazy. I saw an Independence Day being rejoiced all over the world. You know why? Freedom from the deep state criminal overlords. That's what I say. Everybody's realizing They've been set free. Their deep state government has been thrown out, overthrown, and they're thrown out, and people are celebrating their own freedom. And he goes on to say, hallelujah, I saw a rejoicing. And what could that mean? I'm still praying on that one. But there's a little bit that's just fresh off the Holy Ghost. I saw the 4th of July, but then I looked down in this dream and I saw a horse starting to ride. Oops. Well, I believe that's the white horse rider, and he's beginning the tribulation. Okay. I'm not saying that the man-child is not here. I know he's here, but he's not anointed yet to do everything that he's going to do, right? Okay. I saw a white horse, and it was coming. God have mercy. It was moving across the world, and I saw it like a flame. It made a loop all the way around the world a couple of times, and it crossed, and it went back the other way, and it started just circling until it had just crisscrossed the whole globe. And I believe this is probably talking about the judgments and revival of Jesus in the man-child white horse rider. Crisscrossed the whole world, this white horse, and a man was riding, and he had a Bible in his hand, and he had like the leather casing, and he was holding it up like that. And he began to ride, and the pages began to blow, and the pages began to go out everywhere, and people were picking up the pages and were reading it. It was the Word of God. It was the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I amen that. God is true. God will not be mocked. God is going to do this. The power of God's going to stand up and show people that God is God. If you don't know Jesus Christ, I'm asking you to get down on your bed riding in your automobile and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Say, lead me, Lord, into this fold. Lead me into this last harvest. I want to warn you this morning, there's coming some troubled times in the middle of this revival. I don't want you to be frightened and have a fear. God is able to let your shoes grow on your feet as you walk around in the wilderness. Yes, he did that, didn't he? Their shoes grew on their feet. And they didn't wear out. And that's the kind of God that I'm talking about, showing up and establishing President Trump back inside of his place. That's already his place. And God's going to clean out. In other words, we call it drain the swamp. And that's how it's going to be. Just as easy as when God wiped out all the Egyptians all at one time. God is able. Now, no one would have thought that such a massive, great army could ever fall and be drowned. That's crazy, right? Hallelujah. So he says for the next 30 days is going to be a time of rejoicing. We are reaching. We are stepping towards what God is doing. We are coming to the final and closing chapter. We are coming up to the time that we're going to lift up our hands and have a march of victory. Maybe it's a march of victory. Because God has chosen it to be this way. He said, it's not time, and it ain't time. There will be a day, church. There will be a day, children. There will be a day, America. When you read in all the book of Revelation and all the books of the Bible, you'll find out that it's all coming to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. Right? And he said, I see trouble for the wicked. I see trouble for them shed because of the shed innocent blood. I see a revival in California. not just California, but all over the United States, because God has chosen such a time as this. God is going to put Donald Trump back inside the office. And I'm skipping through this part because I want to share something at the end, too. They can stack the Supreme Court, but they can't change the power of an almighty God. Yes, amen. Get ready. Get yourselves ready. Amen. You can read the rest of this, by the way. And I want to share this. This is Trump Returns, Norman Strunk, the third week in December 2020. I had a strange dream about the third week in December. In the dream, I was watching myself and Donald Trump visiting together in a large white room. In the dream, I was very comfortable with him because I knew that he was my brother-in-law. I then woke up and thought to myself, now why would I have such a dream? Well, the thought came to me that he will be saved. I said to Norman, I said, you and his wife are brother and sister, so he is your brother-in-law. But he is going to get saved and filled with the Holy Spirit too. Yes, I believe it. Then again, 3 weeks later, I had the following dream. In this dream, I was looking down at Donald Trump, the president, playing with his family in a deep, large river. He was standing to my right near the edge of the large waterfall and his family up the river from him to my left. I had a thought in my dream that his family was possibly the American people. I then watched him get, and that's another way he's related, right? Okay. I then watched him get swept over the deep falls and disappear under the water down below. Well, he's kind of much out of sight now, isn't he? And the wicked have piled on him, right? I did not see him surface until later when I again observed him from above of the left bank of the river. And I said, the left bank could represent that you are over the leftists, right? I watched as he surfaced in the river and tried to grab onto a piece of land that extended out over the water. And as he did so, the land was quickly removed by some wealthy people who did not want him to get out of the river. In other words, they did not want the left bank to be under his feet. This again happened a second time. And I'm not sure, but I know the Supreme Court rejected the vote scam evidence. Okay. I then found myself further downriver over the water looking down at my daughter standing in a boat on the right bank of the river. She was looking upriver with a big smile on her face. So she's on the right bank now. With a big smile on her face, I then heard someone upriver on the same bank holler out, if you hurry, you will see President Donald Trump crossing the river. I believe it means resurrection. This is my note. I believe it means that resurrection life will be given him to stand up and to return. Oh, praise the Lord. It's a coming, folks. It's a coming. And here's another one. Trump will be back, we called it. This is Barry Klinks. He got this on January the 24th, 2021. He said, I had a conversation with the Lord this morning about 4:30 a.m. And it went like this. He said, don't believe what you see with your eyes. In other words, walk by faith and not by sight. This is what we're called to do. The people who are walking by sight are panicking. The people who are walking by faith are not. They're in the rest, right? Resting from their own works. The rest are running around pulling their hair out. Okay, Lord, what else? And he said, Trump. Okay, Lord, what about Trump? Trump will be back. I had a dream the same day. I dreamed I was approaching the grocery store where we have shopped for 16 plus years. And as I got close, I saw that the letters spelled out the store name on the front of the store were gone. I was shocked, and I wondered, have they gone out of business? Well, has Trump gone out of business? No. Are they closed? Where will I shop for groceries? Well, my point is that he is not gone. He's not out of business. And his name will have authority. So I parked and went to the door. It was open. To my surprise, the store was open. I discovered that in order to paint the front of the building, they had to remove the letters, making it appear as though the store had closed. Well, the store hasn't closed. It only appears to have been closed. It hadn't been closed. This is the same thing I've been saying, right? This dream fits together with the first thing the Lord told me early this morning. Don't believe what you see with your eyes. Yes, especially anything that comes over the mainstream media and most things that come over other media. I've been telling people about how they are wasting time listening to all the latest hot scoop on the fraudulent stolen election and how it might be returned to Donald Trump. Your, meaning me, David, your message today said exactly the same thing. People are looking to man instead of God for answers. If we have faith, we will be at peace despite the reckless and foolish things Biden is doing. Yes, he's just showing us what it's like to be under a communist rule. Amen? And this is good. They're looking beyond just this time of prosperity that we're coming to with Donald Trump leading us again to a time when people once again have a very short memory, and these communists will be back. You know, they're trying to inoculate the people to show them what communism is like, and so that people will be reticent to ever go there, right? Amen. Well, thank you, Father, for all the encouragement. We thank you, Father, that President Trump's going back in there. And we just give thanks unto you, Father. We're not walking by sight like a lot of people are who are panicking and are accusing us of giving people false hope. I remember back in the churches that didn't have any hope, didn't have any power of God either, that we gave people false hope by telling them to walk by faith. And now these people who are so-called full gospel people are saying the same thing, and they don't see what's wrong with it. You know? Okay, when you pray, did you pray for President Trump to come back in office? Good. When you pray, believe you have received, and you shall have it. Do you ever have a trial of your faith? Of course. All you got to do is look around you. There's lots of reasons why, if we walk by sight, we're not going to believe, right? So keep on believing, saints. Amen. All right. Glad to be with you today. God bless you and keep you, and keep your mind on the Lord. Don't get all caught up in politics. Don't waste your time watching all the other garbage. Get in the Bible. Jesus comes into you through the Word of God. He is the Word of God. You are going to need Jesus in you, you see. Especially if you're in one of those chosen groups like the man child, the bride, and so on and so forth. So get Jesus. Be careful. Don't waste your time. Get distracted. Amen. God bless you and keep you. Good night.